Yo,
this is your host, Carlos Aguilar, and you're plugged into Yo, No, I Blow, a comedic exploration of Latino, Latina, Latinx, Hispanic, Chicano, Mexican, American, American, Mexican, Mexican, Aztec, Mayan, Zapotecan, everything in brown culture in the United States. Let's dive right into This Week in WAC, where you're not going to believe this story out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Albuquerque police say there's a fella out there who wanted his mother's pozole so bad that he broke into her home to get it.
Were you hungry?
Oh, yes. I was hungry, but it was mainly for my friends because I was staying with my friends off and on.
I don't know about you, but I need a friend like Ray in my life. According to the report, Ray broke open a lock and snuck into the garage because, as any good Mexican, he knows all the good stuff's in the garage.
You just wanted pozole. Did you think the cops were going to show up?
I didn't think nothing of it, really. I mean, I didn't even think it could even be a charge. You know what I mean? Residential burglary, that looks bad for my record.
What kind of mom doesn't give her son pozole? What kind of son breaks into his mom's house to get pozole? The kind of son who has a mom who wouldn't give him pozole?
And I love my mom too. You can ask my mom, I don't cuss at her. I never even call her a B word or nothing. And I give my mom foot massages sometimes. I mean, when she asks, I mean.
Ray, you're a real G. We got your back. Yo, No Hablo. Hit the streets of Chicago to see which questions about Hispanics you need answered.
Check it out, yo. And you don't stop. Yo, check it out, yo. And you don't stop.
I don't understand piñatas. The stick, the candy, hitting, screaming kids. I stay away.
So it seems every kid party, every Cinco de Mayo, I hear about piñatas. I don't really know what they are. I don't know the history behind them. I just know, you know, you hit them and candy comes out. But I'm not even Hispanic, so I don't even think I should be hitting a piñata. I don't know. You tell me.
I'll be the first to admit the piñata is a curious phenomenon. Where did this ritual come from? What's the meaning behind the tradition? And most importantly, where can I get them at a discount? To help us beat the mystery out of this question, I decided to call piñata expert Abel Salas, publisher and editor of the LA-based Latinx arts and culture magazine, Brooklyn and Boyd.
Carlos Aguilar.
You have to explain how you got the title of piñata expert. Now, what's this racket you have going on where you get paid to think about and write about piñatas?
I know a little bit about piñatas because, one, I've been breaking them, hitting them, swinging at them blindfolded from when I was, you know, old enough to wield a half a broomstick or a baseball bat or a big heavy branch that's fallen out of a nearby tree. Music, culture, piñata is part of who we are as Chicanos.
No. How far back does this tradition go then? Is this a Mexican thing?
Piñatas are actually imported from China. Marco Polo, who went overland to the Far East, discovered that Chinese celebrated New Year by shaping clay into shapes of farm animals. Marco Polo took them back to Italy, and the church immediately saw an opportunity to create a religious ceremony. When the priests in Mexico saw that the native people, the Chichimeca and the Mexica, had a similar tradition with a stick and a clay pot full of goodies that they used in celebration of the god of war, like to maybe have a good war or have good luck in wars. And it was dedicated in honor of Huitzilopochtli. They said, oh, we have something similar. In the Christian tradition, the blindfold that you wear when you're you're about to crack the piñata represents blind faith, and the piñata itself is covered with each one of those seven cones that usually, you know, you think you've scored really big when you get to take one away and fill it full of, and it's full of candy because you've gotten more candy than any of the other kids. Well, that cone, each one, there were seven of them, represented the seven deadly sins: avarice or greed or gluttony, and
all fully on display during the piñata ceremony. Sometimes I wonder if we should be happy that there's so much violence in video games and that Congress's attention is on video games and not on piñatas, because, you know, what if they just wanted to start like focusing on the violence inherent in piñatas? Does that concern you at all? Is that a real concern, or what do you?
I'm more concerned about AR-15s than I am about half a broomstick used to knock against a piñata.
Any research on the correlation between piñatas and childhood obesity in the Latinx community? No, like if I had to count,
that's
like, I had like an average of 35 piñatas a year. I mean, granted, not every piñata was filled with Snickers and Baby Ruth. There were crackers in some of those, but I mean, should we be concerned about like how much candy is going in these piñatas?
I don't think I'd be concerned so much about candy as much as some of the other food, like McDonald's.
Well, there's another hidden danger that I think the government might want to intervene on, and that's like how many drunk uncles have fallen to their death from the roof while holding up piñata stands. As the piñata wave continues to grow, any tips for first-time piñata participants?
If you're at a grown-up party and you want to peek out from under the blindfold, I think that's allowed as long as everybody's having a good time. And then most my advice is to have a good time and don't worry about whether it's culturally correct or not for you to take a swing at the piñata, because piñatas are a way that we meet people, get together, and we learn how to celebrate each other's traditions. I think we learn how to get along a little better.
I'd had enough mumbo jumbo, so I decided I was going to head out to the piñata district in downtown LA, where there's piñatas as far as the eye can see. And I wanted to see if I could talk to one of the oldest piñata makers in Los Angeles, Doña Tula. Hi, I was hoping to speak with the owner of the shop. Is there a Doña Tula that I could talk to?
Hola.
Yes. Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm here on a project. We're looking to understand more about piñatas. I was hoping I might be able to ask you a couple questions here on this microphone.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for taking the time first. How long have you guys had a shop here?
Ooh, 40 years.
And how many piñatas would you say you've made in your life?
I don't know, too many. 10,000, 20,000, 50,000.
50,000 piñatas? Just looking around here, there's almost 1,000 piñatas just hanging on the wall. There's my daughter's favorite, Dora the Explorer.
No. This is Cardi B.
That's Cardi B? Oh, my God. Well, I see it back there against the wall. Soccer balls, of course. Those never get old.
No. That's a bong.
That's a bong? Jeez, what's going on? Of course, everybody's favorite, the donkey. Those must be a top seller.
No, it's Donald Trump.
That's Donald Trump. Are you kidding me?
No, just kidding. That's a donkey.
Okay.
But people like Donald Trump piñatas. They like to hit him. We sell a lot of them. O.J. Simpson, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian.
I left the piñata district with more information than when I started, but I'm not sure we got to the bottom of it. And unfortunately, we're out of time. And you know. Yo, no, I'll blow! Alright, so tell me, what's the wackest piñata stuffing you've ever seen?
Oranges, peanuts,
dollar store, no-name candy,
hotel shampoos.
Nothing. We hit it, and there was nothing inside. Nothing. A little bit of confetti.
Yo, that was your 10 minutes of Yo, No, Ah, Blow. And before we go, I gotta bless you with more from our Pozole-powered playa, Ray, from from Albuquerque. We see you, homie. Till next time.
So are you working now? Are you able to find employment after this incident?
I've been in jail. Basically, they booked me and released me within 24 hours. And by the time I hit the street, I was already in the newspaper. I was already airing for. And when I went to eat at Las Cuetes the next day after I got released. And the manager treated me like as if I was a thief. He put me in the back of the restaurant. They didn't give us good service, me and my cousin. And I was still wearing the same shirt that they showed me in my mug shop. And so I was like, oh, no wonder why that he's treating us like this.